You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Every year around this time, the U.S. Department of Education releases financial responsibility scores for private colleges, and a school's score is supposed to reflect its overall fiscal health. Schools that get failing scores from the government risk losing access to federal financial aid. And ideally, these scores protect students so they don't go to a school that's broke and that could close before they get their degree. Ideally. Carrie Young from WBUR reports.
About five small private colleges close their doors in the U.S. every year. That's according to Moody's Investor Service. One of the latest is Mount Ida College, a school with about 1,500 students in the Boston area.
My daughter is a freshman in the photography program, working for her BS.
Chris Connolly was one of dozens of parents who showed up at a recent Board of Higher Education meeting about the closure of the school and what it means for their kids. The University of Massachusetts Amherst is buying the college, and students in good standing will be allowed to transfer to one of the state college system's campuses. But not all of Mount Ida's majors are offered there.
We keep coming into roadblocks. There's nothing that matches what she signed up for.
Other state schools are now stepping up to take over some of Mount Ida's specialized programs, but many students are left without a clear path forward. So is there anything consumers can do to avoid getting stuck in a limbo like this?
I think that's a tricky question.
Dr. Talani Britton, who teaches higher education economics at Harvard, says yes and no. She explains it's a yes because all private colleges are issued financial responsibility composite scores by the U.S. Department of Education.
It's a single number as opposed to, a financial report that you then have to decode or decipher.
The composite scores look at factors like whether the school can cover its expenses and if it's operating within its means. Lower scores signify financial problems, which sounds helpful, but Britton says
this score actually doesn't have great predictive power.
Mount Ida, for example, consistently scored above the danger zone, even though it was millions in debt. Britton also notes that many schools that got low grades haven't closed. So what gives? Melissa Emery-Aris with the U.S. Government Accountability Office points out the formula is 20 years old.
The times have changed and there are new metrics that are helpful to consider.
In response, the Department of Education is standing by its accounting practices, though it is convening a committee to review the formula. And Emery-Aris says students shouldn't completely write off the scores.
Even though this is not the most accurate tool, it is still a useful indicator.
Mount Ida officials have not made themselves available for interviews since the announcement of the closure in early April. But at the time, college president Barry Brown said in an email that financial pressure on small colleges has never been greater, and our limited resources obligate us to consider the long-term future of our community. Mount Ida officials have also established a hotline to help students navigate their options. In Boston, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.